You're listening to NPR Music's coverage of the Newport Folk Festival. To find more concert coverage, including interviews, photographs, and blog posts, go to npr.org/Newport Folk.
It looks like the action is returning to the main stage here at the Newport Folk Festival, and there's Pete Seeger.
The one I'm speaking into is too loud.
This fellow on my left, we picked him up hitchhiking. Had a banjo on his shoulder. Asked him if he could play. He said a bit. So we asked him to play with us. Name's Pete Seeger.
Swimmers turn, lovers burn. Peace may the generals learn when I'm far away.
Sing it!
Well, may the world go, the world go, the world go. Well, may the world go when I'm far away.
Sweet may the fiddle sound, the banjo play, the old hoedown. Dancers swing round and round when I'm far away. Everybody!
Well, may the world go, the world go, the world go. Well, may the world go when I'm far away.
Oh,
well, may the world go, the world go, the world go. Well, may the world go when I'm far away.
Play that piano!
Cuando yo me vaya, que vaya bien el mundo. Cuando yo me vaya, que el mundo bien esté. Qué rico suena el cuatro, el güiro y el son. Que baile bien mi patria cuando yo no esté. Cuando yo me vaya, que vaya bien el mundo. Cuando yo me vaya, que el mundo bien esté.
Well,
may the world go.
Fresh may the breezes blow, clear may the streams flow, blue above and green below, when I'm far away. Everybody!
Well, may the world go, the world go, the world go. Well, may the world go, when I'm far away.
Well,
may the world go, the world go. Well, may the world go, when I'm far away.
You should know that 50 years ago, George Wein had started the Newport Jazz Festival, I think around 1954, and 5 years later, the Kingston Trio came along and had a hit record of Hang Down Your Head, Dum Doodly, and it was called Folk Music. So George said, well, why don't I have a folk festival? And he invited the Kingston Trio and Peter, Paul, and Mary, and I was there, and Joan Baez, I think, was there too, and it was a nice festival, but after it, my wife Toshi said they didn't have any old-timers. And she sat down with my younger sister Peggy and her husband, the Scottish songwriter Ewan McCall, And she took us all into the bedroom and said, we gotta write a letter to George Wein. And we sat down, wrote a long, serious letter, said, George, we propose that you not try and get in any stars. Just pay everybody $50 a day and their travel expenses. And we invite a whole batch of old-timers to come. There was Mississippi John Hurt from down there came up. And a 92-year-old man from up in Quebec came down to sing the songs he sang when he was a young man in the lumber camps. In the winter, they were snowed in, and it was a party every Saturday night. And he sat up, he sung, oh, an old man come courting me, fa-la-la-loodle. An old man come courting me, high very down. An old man come courting me, all for to marry me. Maids, when you're young, never wed an old man. He has no faloodle, fa-la-la-la-loodle. He has no faloodle, a divil a one. He has no faloodle, he's lost his ding-doodle. It's mates when you're young, never wed an old man. A batch of other verses. And we thought we'd simply swap some songs up here. They have a blues, the wartime blues.
You know, I was thinking if every military base could just be a folk festival, we'd be doing all right. Thank you all for being here, and I wonder if you might help us sing this song. It's called the Wartime Blues. You'll catch on pretty quick, I think. Oh, what you gonna do?
Oh, what you-
walking down death row. I sang for three men destined for the chair. Walking down death row. I sang of lives and loves in other years. Walking down death row. I sang of hopes that used to be. Through the bars into each separate cell. Yes, I sang to one and two and three. If it only stuck together, you'd not be here. If you loved another's lives, you'd not be sitting here. And if only this you could believe, you still might, you might still be reprieved. Walking down death row, I turned a corner and found to my surprise, walking down death row, there were babies in their arms before my eyes. Walking down death row, I sang again of hopes they used to be. But the thought of that contraption down the hall, waiting for whole families, one dozen, two or three. If it only stuck together, you'd not be here. If you loved another's lives as well as not your own, you'd not be sitting here. And if only this you could believe, you still might, you might still be reprieved. Walking down death row, I concentrated singing to the young. I sang of hopes that flickered still. I tried to mouth each separate human tongue. Walking down death row, I sang again of hopes that still might be. Singing, singing, singing down death row. To each separate human cell, 1 billion, two or three, or five, or seven, or eight. If we'd only stick together, we'd not be here. If we could love each other's lives, we'd not be sitting here. And if only this you could believe, we still might, we might still be reprieved. We're going to ask a batch of other people to come out and help us sing some songs you can sing with us.
Let's get everybody back up here. Every single person who's still here who played this weekend. Del McCurry and the Del McCurry Band. Elvis Perkins and Deerland. Juan Jones, Balfa Toujours. If you're back there, come on up. Ben Jaffe, grab your tuba.
Saints? Saints go marching in?
Yeah.
Now, if you've ever been in a Baptist church, you know, you don't just have a song, you have the response. So you can sing on the melody, or you can sing on the response.
Oh, when the saints,
oh, when the saints
go marching in,
go marching in.
Oh, when the saints,
oh, when
go,
the marching
saints in,
go marching in.
Oh Lord, I want,
oh Lord, I
be
want
in that number,
be in that number.
Oh, when the saints,
when
go,
the saints go,
I don't believe I heard.
Go marching in,
go marching in. Oh, when the saints,
oh,
beat out here. You know, we played his birthday party. Any hooks go to Pete's birthday party? He had a big one down there in New York City. Well, you know, he mentioned about old-timers a while ago, and, you know, I learned this song from an old-timer down there in Nashville. His name is Roy Acuff, and this is one entitled, Will the Circle Be Unbroken? And you can help us out now if you will. I was standing by my window on a cold and cloudy day when I saw that hearse come rolling on who carried my mother away. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a bed
to you. You sound beautiful. My goodness, we could not have this without you. You stayed.
Thank you.
my goodness. Thank you so much. Take care. We love you.
I don't think we could ask for a better finish to what truly was a historic weekend here in Newport, Rhode Island for the Newport Folk Festival, with the old and the new coming together.
Pete Seeger holding up the hand of George Ween, the two men smiling, George Ween holding up his cane, pointing to the crowd as if to say, it's you that make this.
The rain is really coming down now, and there's a standing ovation for all the performers. And right now, George Ween and Pete Seeger taking a bow. And just can't help but think the crowd is just saying thanks in a very sincere, beautiful way.
We'll see you in 2010. He told me that.
We'll see you in 2010. It's official year 51, I guess. And boy, we look forward to it. What a great weekend.
It was that great dancing on stage. Joan Baez doing the two-step there. And wow, this Will the Circle Be Unbroken for me was that was the moment where it really was. It was that great circle from, you know, 50 years ago all coming together. It was, to me, that was the perfect, perfect song.
And I was down in front just singing on the top of my lungs, surrounded by people of various ages. There were so many tats and so many pockets of like just spirited young people and young hippies, and it just felt really good. Joan Baez certainly brought a great spirit to the show today, as did Pete Seeger. And Tao Rodriguez Seeger, Pete's grandson, did a lot of the sort of choreography of getting all these artists on stage together and really setting the tone and taking charge and leading it. I don't know if we'll get another song. A lot of folks are still asking for it, and the standing ovation continues here in the rain at Newport. So really just the last hour we had to deal with any sort of weather this time around, and that was kind of nice. It's not really coming down too hard, just raining.
Let's listen to this crowd.
We can handle it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm Bob Boylan.
And I'm Rita Houston.
Thanks so much for joining us for our live coverage of George Ween's Folk Festival 50, also known as the Newport Folk Festival. A big congratulations to George Ween, the founder of the Newport Folk Festival 50 years ago. And from all of us, WFUV, WMVY Radio, Folk Alley, and NPR Music, happy listening, everybody.
Thanks.